when you were, say, when you were in your teens, would the, did you ever get involved in any kind of, were there any kind of games, word games that you would play, where word exchanges where somebody would say something about somebody and then they say something else about somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the latter's family or this or that, you know, what would they call that?
Gossiping?
Like, you know, that, well, they say it to their face, you know? They say one thing about somebody and then...
Well, I know children has come and said, don't play with Alton and them because they're stuck up. Their mama don't let them go out with anybody. And it wasn't the truth, but they would say it. And I'd get into a fight. And that's one of the things I got spanked about. Because if somebody says something like that, I hit them. I mean, I just protect myself. They told a lie on me. Well, I protect myself. I asked them, I said, why did you tell such and such a person such and such a thing? And she said, because you are. I said, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
I said, we was just told not to play with bad children, children who steal or do things that they shouldn't do. We were told not to play with them.
Yeah.
And that's not stuck up. That's being obedient. And then they'd call me a bad name or what, and I'd strike them. I didn't curse back, but I'd strike them. Then I got whipped for that. My mother was whipping me, she found out, because she said I had no business to do that. That was just as bad as the other child. I had a right to come home and tell her, and she would go and speak to the child's parents about it. But children didn't always think, even though in the olden times, they always try to protect themselves. Wouldn't you?
Well, sure. But now a person who would go and tell on other people, you call him a...
A tattletale. A rat.
Would they ever tell the truth?
Yes, yeah, sometimes they did.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, like, my mother would say, I just opened a can of milk, now I'm going to make a pie with that, and don't you dare touch it. Well, I was the mystic one. I go in there and I take a little bit, and maybe I tell one of my friends, you want to taste how good, how sweet this milk is? And he said, yes. I had forgot all about it. My mother said not to touch it. And she said, oh, I'm going to tell on you. Your mama told you not to take that milk. Well, there was nothing I could do about it because the child was telling the truth. So I took my punishment. My daddy made me eat the rest of the can of milk because I was told not to take it. I got sick after, but I ate it. I don't guess I minded it too much. But
your mother said, don't you touch it.
Don't touch it. And I did. And that was wrong.
Yeah. Well, do you know what play in the dozens was? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, I've heard that since I've been grown.
Yeah.
But not during my days. I never heard.
Okay. Well, when a new kid came into the block, what would they do with him? Would they ever have anything for him?
No, we always got along.
Yeah.
New kid coming to the block would make friends, you know. And we'd tell them who was a bad kid around, who wasn't. It was up to them if they wanted to play with him.
I see. All right. Now, what about that game that people would do? They would have, you know, they'd put a board in the middle of the, and the one person would get on one end and another would get on the other.
Seesaw.
They'd get on it and start.
Yeah, you go at the park. We had one at home. My dad made us one. We had a long board, and you know, as I told you, we had a horse with the cut in there. We also had one horse that when my daddy wanted to do painting, well, that horse had a strip across the top that you could put a board across it and stand up on it to paint the house on two of the horses. Well, we could take one of those horses and just put a board on that. And one child got on the other. And if one child wasn't heavy enough to bring the other one, two would get on that end. Excuse me, and we'd see so. We did things like that.
Okay, or you would get in, what were those things you'd tie to a tree? Call that?
A swing.
Okay. And did you ever see them, the ones that would go around like this?